Maybe we'll start, members. I know there's a couple of members who are still on their way, but call the committee to order. Clerk will note the roll and present Coles and move approval of the minutes from the sixth meeting of the Rules Committee. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Bills are approved. Members, House File 6 on the agenda. Chair will move that House File 6 be recommended to pass. And Representative Severson, to the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. House File 6 is the Defense of Marriage Act, which was passed last year in the House by a vote of 88 to 42. This is a little bit of a revision that was brought forth in the Ways and Means Committee, and I understand there is a proposed amendment to this proposed bill. I would like to bring this bill up tomorrow, on Thursday, the 31st, for consideration on the floor. And I guess I'm not sure who you want to move the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, members, Mr. Severson, there is actually an amendment in your in members' packets, and Representative Smith had that amendment. Representative Smith.
I'd like to offer the amendment.
Representative Smith moves the A1 amendment. Representative Smith.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I was one of the individuals that voted to refer this matter to civil law. Turns the language pretty much to the language that passed the House as represented a year ago. Another reason is it adds the words political subdivisions to the language that's supposed to be subdivisions of the state. It's clear that the intent of the amendment would be to relate to governmental entities and subdivisions, preventing any state agencies from something more specific. And a third reason is that it gets away from the language referencing legal status similar to that of marriage, and it changes the language marriage or individual equipped. That's sounder and also more attuned with the language.
Any discussion on the amendment by Representative Smith? Representative Carlson.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question of Representative Smith, because I had joined with Representative Smith in Ways and Means supporting the motion to return it to civil law, because the language had changed, in my view, quite significantly. And Representative Smith, you indicated that this pretty much followed the language that was reported out of civil law, and that sounds different than saying that it was the language that was reported out of civil law. When you say pretty much, how does this differ then with what actually came out of the civil law committee?
Representative Smith.
Chairman, Representative Carlson, I don't have, and I didn't look at the copy previously passed. I would defer to someone else, but I believe it has to be all of the elements to the intent relative to political subject.
Well, the committee is. Yeah, I know the committee is blessed to have the chair of the Civil Law Committee with us today. So, Representative Johnson, maybe you can answer.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, as I read it, the only difference is the political subdivision addition.
Further discussion, Representative Saylor.
Mr. Chair. Representative Severson, just as a point here on continuity, I think on the amendment, it says page 1, delete sentence beginning at line 11, and I think it should read after the first period to make sense here. That being that only the union of one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as marriage in Minnesota, then insert any other relationship shall not be recognized as marriage or its legal equivalent the way this amendment would insert it. It would delete line 11 completely, which would not cause the sentence to read correctly.
Counsel, if you can comment on that, if the author is reading that correctly or not.
Mr. Chair, members, I am not totally certain, because I haven't spoken to Representative Severson about this, but I believe that it would do what he is intending to do. As the amendment is currently drafted, the language only a union of one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in Minnesota would remain as is. And then you delete the sentence that begins on line 11, which is this state and its political subdivision.
Okay.
And it would, and then you'd substitute the other sentence.
So beginning after the period.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions? Not. Representative Smith moves the A1 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. To the bill. Any discussion? Representative Carlson.
Chairman, I want to raise the same question I did on the previous amendment initiative in referendum, and that's why we're coming forward with constitutional amendments the first year of the biennium. You know, there are a couple of exceptions, I guess, to what I'm about to say, but the vast majority of the constitutional amendments were historically collected by this committee, and then they would typically select maybe two or three, sometimes maybe as few as one, that would go on the ballot at the time of the general election. But those decisions were made the second year of the biennium, not the first year. And now we have the second amendment we're putting out on the House floor almost 2 years or a year and a half before the next general election. And so the question I pose to you as Chair, Representative Paulson, is why are we acting so early on constitutional amendments? And I guess I'm asking about both, meaning we had initiative and referendum a week or 10 days ago, and now this one.
Sure, and Representative Carlson, as was stated earlier, again, I think there's a number of members of the body that feel this issue is important as well as initiative and referendum, and I think the Senate is considering some constitutional amendments. We've had amendments changing the terms, for instance, of state senators, so they're elected on an uneven basis every 2 years in staggered terms. I think some of those proposals will move forward. There's never been a precedence, to my knowledge, at least in my being present chair of the Rules Committee or a member of the Rules Committee prior to my being chair, that we've only considered issues to be on the ballot in the second year. I think that that's probably somewhat of a myth. So I think there's ample time to have the discussion, and certainly it may go through the process and it'll be delayed, there's no doubt, but I think citizens would be appreciative if members took the vote.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess I acknowledge the fact that there have been, I think, in recent years, some exceptions to that, but by and large, that's been the tradition, if you will, at least during my tenure here in the Minnesota House, that you take up constitutional amendments the second year, and that way you get a picture of all the various constitutional amendments. You referenced some. I could reference a couple of additional ones. I happen to have one myself. It's a constitutional amendment that I would like to see move forward. But when we kind of do it piecemeal, I think that raises some problems in terms of how we're approaching the whole question of our Constitution. And I would have a personal preference, at least, that we not take amendments up until the second year of the biennium. But you're the chair.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'd ask for a roll call.
Representative.
Roll call.
Roll call has been requested. Any further discussion on the bill? Seeing that, the chair renews motion that House File 6, as amended, be recommended to pass. Clerk will take the roll.
Chair Paulson?
Aye.
Representative Abrams?
Yes.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Representative Carlson?
No.
Representative Hoppe?
Aye.
Representative Hoche?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Junkie?
Aye.
Representative Kelleher?
No.
Representative Coles?
Aye.
Representative Loeffler? Representative Magnus?
Aye.
Representative Moe?
No.
Representative Osmond?
Aye.
Representative Poppy?
No.
Representative Saylor? Representative Samuelson?
Yes.
Representative Seifert?
Aye.
Representative Sertich?
No.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Sigum?
Yes.
And Representative Tinglestad?
Yes.
There being 15 ayes and 8 nays, the motion does prevail. Thank you, members, for the time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.